even when things are looking down.
Whoa, you okay?
No. Grace and I broke up.
What?
Ugh, first casualty of the summer.
You always have to believe.
Great job!
Oh, Rock Kent just said great job!
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, March 15th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Original True Detective stars Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson are reuniting on screen for a bromantic comedy? Apple TV Plus announced Tuesday that the actors and longtime pals are set to star in a half-hour scripted comedy for the streaming platform. Described as a heartfelt, odd couple love story centered on the duo's strange and beautiful bond, the untitled show will follow Harrelson as he and his family move in with McConaughey and his brood on his ranch in Texas, putting their friendship to the test. Penn Badgley is weighing in on the controversy he set off when he recently revealed that he requested to perform fewer sex scenes in the latest season of his hit Netflix series You, and that he intends to do the same for future projects. In an interview with GQ published Tuesday, the actor said he was somewhat surprised by the backlash to his comments, which was, quote, blown out of proportion. What I was speaking about wasn't actually the final product. It was sort of like the culture inherent to the production of all movies, but particularly those scenes. It's like, look, we know that Hollywood has had a history of flagrant exploitation and abuse. The actor said he's aware that his decision could affect his career, saying, we shall see if setting that boundary, of course, has any ramifications. Just simply, it does limit the number of projects you can be a part of. And the parent trap star Lindsay Lohan will soon become a parent herself. EW has confirmed that the actress is pregnant with her first child after she strongly implied that she's expecting in a new Instagram post, which featured a white onesie with coming soon written across it and the caption, we are blessed and excited, alongside emojis of a bottle and a baby. She also tagged her husband, Bader Shammas, whom she married in 2022. When reached for comment, a representative for Lohan told EW via email that, quote, she is pregnant and excited for this next chapter. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Number three. The World Wide Web can be a dangerous place, my friends, and we get a first-hand glimpse at that in today's number three pick. The new Netflix documentary, Money Shot, The Pornhub Story, chronicles the rise of the popular porn website, which has a seedy and dark underbelly, a sex trafficking scheme that's been upheld for years with no consequences. Now, sex workers will tell their side of the story, and industry officials will break down how legal action can protect more young and vulnerable people from being affected. Here's a preview.
Do you remember the first porn you ever saw?
It was at a sleepover, and at like 2 a.m., something special came on.
And I'm like, two women can do that?
An eight-person geriatric.
I mean, anything can be porn.
Every element of the internet has been influenced and led by pornography.
In 2008, Pornhub was omnipresent.
It's pretty much a household name. Like, I know what Kellogg's brand is.
People assume I'm doing mainstream porn. In reality, I'm just in my room by myself making little videos.
Most trafficked website in the world, conservatively.
This is a company that does exactly what Facebook does. It's a data harvesting operation.
Some people don't like that these things are not in the shadows.
Knowingly profiting from sex trafficking is what we believe they're liable for.
The more I explored, the more aghast I became. I found too many cases of kids whose worst moments were preserved in amber.
I was pretty reliant on what management was willing to say about it. All we were told was none of it's true.
This industry is going to get cleaned up.
They neglect to see that sex work and sex trafficking are two completely different things.
Sex workers in general were deplatformed across the internet.
72% of us lost our income.
If it wasn't for porn, like, I probably wouldn't be alive.
It's not just an attack on porn, it's an attack on people being able to express themselves.
And the people who get left in the dust are porn performers.
Well, the new documentary, Money Shot, The Pornhub Story, is streaming now on Netflix.
Number two.
Love and loss go hand in hand on our next pick, the season finale of Grown-ish. Zoe's meeting with Anti-Muse doesn't go the way she planned, and she begins to feel overwhelmed about her future. Back at Cal-U, Junior and Grace break up because he's been getting a little too close for comfort with his bestie Annika. But the breakup brings Junior to the realization that he still has feelings for Annika and needs to do something about it. Take a listen.
I still think that I have feelings for Annika.
That's not news.
Why are you worked up now?
Because now she's headed off to get freaking Route 66 by Kwame all summer long. Don't get me wrong, Kwame is my guy.
Look, bro, Kwame is really just some guy in the way. And if he spends a summer with Annika, you're done. I mean, he becomes her college boyfriend and not just some dude she dated her first year.
I know, but I don't want to be a bad guy.
And I mean, you know where nice guys finish. And if you're looking for some kind of sign.
Huh, yeah, that is pretty clear.
Well, the last chance dance at the Gemma House is truly Junior's final chance to win over Annika. See if sparks fly or hearts break on the season finale of Grown-ish tonight at 10:30 on Freeform.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. The new season of Ted Lasso finally premieres today. More on that in just a minute. Did you know that Jason Sudeikis is good friends with Marcus Mumford of the band Mumford & Sons? And Mumford actually scores the series and performs the theme song. And Sudeikis even appeared in one of Mumford & Sons' music videos. Which one was it? Little Lion Man, I Will Wait, or Hopeless Wanderer? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. I think you know what it is. What to Watch. We'll be right back.
Also,
knowing the
more about gel coat
when the fourth round would
don't you call in the
don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/Awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number one.
If a batch of yummy homemade biscuits doesn't make you believe, well, we don't know what will. 20 months after its season 2 premiere, it's finally time for the highly anticipated season 3 debut of Ted Lasso. Now, last season, we saw the tension rise between Jason Sudeikis' Ted and Nick Mohammed's Nate. Nate slowly went from lovable assistant coach to enemy number one when he leaked to the press that Ted had a mid-game panic attack, and then he took a job as the new manager for West Ham, Richmond AFC's biggest competition. Now, in season 3, we'll see the two face off, but with such kind hearts at their core, how bad can it actually get? And all your Lasso favorites are back, like Hannah Waddingham's Rebecca and Brett Goldstein's Roy Kent. Here is a sneak peek.
You know, this might be a good time for us to update our roster, put some more firepower in the team.
That is a great idea, Leslie. Let's put some feelers out, shall we, Ted?
Well, I know Roy and Coach Beard are working on some new tactics. And, you know, the fellas we got are already gelling real nice. I think we're going to do just fine this season.
Ted, this team doing just fine is a far cry from you telling me we're going to win the whole thing.
Whoa, did I really say that?
Yes, you did, over there after the Man City loss. Just before you blasted half a litre of Pellegrino in my face.
Oh, right.
Wait, what happened?
That is the Ted Lasso I want coaching my team this season. The one who's willing to fight. Understood?
Yes, ma'am. You watch. From now on, I'll be floating like a butterfly and stinging like a bee. Except I won't die immediately after using my stinger. I plan to float and sting for the entirety of the whole season.
Excellent.
Now, there has been speculation that the third season of this hit comedy series could be its last. Sudeikis and company have refused to give a definitive answer. So we are going to be savoring every heartwarming and hilarious moment we can get. The Ted Lasso Season 3 premiere is streaming now on Apple TV+. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Jason Sudeikis appeared in which Mumford & Sons music video? Little Lion Man, I Will Wait, or Hopeless Wanderer? Well, I'm not going to keep you waiting for the answer. It's Hopeless Wanderer. Sudeikis, along with fellow comedians Ed Helms, Jason Bateman, and Will Forte, starred in the 2012 music video and played versions of the Mumford & Sons band members. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.